The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, the Chemical Reporter. Today's question comes from Tobias, who lives in Heidelberg in Germany. He wants to know, what are fungicides? Just like animals and human beings, plants can get sick. In many cases, the cause is a fungus. Not a mushroom, like you see poking up out of the ground in the woods, but a network of branching filamentary cells that botanists call hyphae. We're actually affected by similar fungi. One causes athlete's foot, for example. This fungal network invades the body of the plant in order to feed on the organic substances it produces. That weakens the plant, and in a worst-case scenario, can even kill it. Wine growers fear fungi like powdery mildew, while wheat farmers dread the onset of infections like wheat leaf rust. If nothing is done to control an outbreak, the invader can destroy an entire harvest. In 1845 and 46, almost the entire potato crop in Ireland fell victim to a blight caused by a fungus. The ensuing famine killed nearly a million people. A fungus can spread at lightning speed through a field, particularly if conditions are damp and crop plants are close to one another. Even today, fungal infections wreak a lot of damage in the agriculture industry worldwide, causing significant loss and suffering. That means scientists are faced with a major challenge, and researchers have worked hard to learn how to fight the blights caused by molds, mildews, and other types of fungus. The remedy to a fungal infection is called a fungicide. The name comes from Latin, where fungus means mushroom. The side ending is Latin for kill. The first fungicides to see wide use at the end of the 19th century were very general in their effects. Chemical compounds that contained sulfur, copper, or mercury killed not only the fungus, but often damaged the plant or the soil as well. Modern fungicides, like those used in agriculture in the industrialized world today, are much more specific and only attack the fungus. They might, for example, hinder one of its vital metabolic functions or keep its spores from growing or spreading to healthy plants. And after application, the fungicide breaks back down again through the plant's metabolism and with the help of bacteria that inhabit the soil. Examples of fungicides include substances from the group of morpholines, which inhibit the proper formation of the cell wall in the fungus, its protective outer layer. Morpholines cause the cell wall to become brittle and the hyphae dry out. Benzimidazole is also good against various mildews and moles. It slows fungal growth by hindering cell division, stopping its spread. And researchers even dip into nature's toolbox to develop new fungicides. Take the family of substances called strobilurins, for instance. Some of the chemical compounds in this class of active ingredients evolved by one species of fungus poisoning other fungal competitors. They work by destroying cellular supply lines. The substance freezes the process of electron transport in the mitochondrion, an organelle that acts as a kind of power plant for the cell. As the energy supply dwindles, the fungus perishes. And with modern fungicides, farmers have to spray just a fraction of the amount on a plant to protect it from infection. Much less is now much more. That's it for today. Here I've been talking about plants the whole time, and I almost forgot about the ones in my own apartment. They could really use a little water. Thanks for joining me, and see you next time. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter, signing out. Now, where did I leave that watering can?
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.